Good morning, Commission. We're here this morning in reference to bid number 2017-357 for extended cab pickup trucks. This bid was requested to me by the Road and Bridge Department, and I released it to the public on January the 14th. It closed last week. We pursued our normal operation of inviting as many dealerships as we could around the state through direct bid invitations. The email, we received responses from six different vendors, which is always exciting for me to have a lot of participation. We opened up those responses last week in this room, open to the public, and documented each particular dealership's response. Mr. Hayes took possession of copies of all those responses, went into review phase, and he's ready now to make his recommendation for award.
After reviewing all six vehicles, we want to make a recommendation.
Six vendors.
After reviewing it, my recommendation is to go with the low bid, which is Joe Macon Ford. And we also want to purchase four vehicles. I know we bid three, but we had one that when we was out there bid that we had totaled. So that's my bid recommendation. Shows you a total amount for four vehicles.
Joe Macon's Ford is in Columbia. The bid specs were written to accommodate three vehicles or more. It also required that any responding dealerships honor that price structure, whatever they submitted for the calendar year of 2017. So Mr. Hayes' request is well within the range of what the bids requirements were and what each vendor was aware of at the time of their response.
Did
that cost also includes delivered actually to us?
What's your guys, and I understand your recommendation based on cost, what's your recommendation based on what you need and want and what any issues we've had in the past on that particular make?
These vehicles will be identical to the last two, three we bought. Tri-Lakes, I mean, they're going to be identical to them, three-quarter tons and the cab type trucks.
What he's wondering, though, is the history we've had where we have to take it to the dealership to get worked on. We can't work on it.
That, and then also, wasn't there some questions as to that person? Was there some issues with the beds as far as how strong they are in a Ford versus a different model or a different brand?
They're aluminum.
Another vehicle to compare it. I mean, they are going with aluminum beds now, and I know on a lot of Fords, most of the cabs are aluminum. We're finding that out when we go to mount lights on them. We have to get a different version light. How they're going to hold up, we're going to find out. So.
Do you have any input?
No, I don't guess.
We did get Chevrolet to bid finally, though.
My understanding was is you guys were looking at those vehicles. Am I wrong?
I didn't actually get to see one, but we did get them to bid. That was surprising. Then one actually bid. I don't want to bid a double cab, but there was two Chevrolet dealers on the spreadsheet. One of those actually did a double cab. I don't know what you consider a double cab.
Crew cab.
Okay. Yeah, but they're pretty, might have been higher.
Well, my big issue is you have to take them to the dealership to get your spark plugs changed. You can't even do them yourself because they break off, and then it costs you a lot of money to get them pulled out.
You have to take the truck back to the dealership to get your plugs changed?
Because they're notorious for breaking off in there.
That was on, I don't remember if these are the same way as some of the recent models we've had, but we've had that problem. You just changing plugs and routine service work, we take it over there because it takes a special tool to change plugs in them. So, but we've also got a bid with Tri Lakes and other local dealer to do that job. So rather than us risk breaking them off, we send them over there and have them change. That way, if they break them off, they can fix it right there.
Will they, if we buy them off somebody else?
Well, I don't know about Chevrolet.
What's the, I'm talking about if we take
no,
them.
If we...
That was on...
Because what's the price difference between the local one? $700.
Will he honor these over there?
They have a contract.
Any Ford dealer will honor Ford warranty, so that shouldn't be an issue as far as that.
And if it wasn't covered, it's covered under our big contract with Tri Lakes for repair, maintenance, and repair.
The warranty should be covered under any Ford dealership.
Right. What is the warranty on the Fords?
5 year.
They're all 5 year, 100%.
They're all. That's the other reason we've been putting the extended warranties on vehicles is to cover them for all those issues.
Are these gas vehicles? They're not diesel, are they?
No, they're gas.
Gas. And the plug?
We actually got, we purple waved all of our troublesome vehicles that had that bad diesel engine on the 550 models. We still have two of those left. One is a bucket truck and one is a brush hog type truck. But
I just have a hard time with this, with the having to take it to the dealer just to get the plugs changed.
Yeah, I don't know if these newer engines are the same as what we've had in these
surely
four
they.
And 5 year old. Some of the old other ones we had that issue.
And that would be true regardless where you got the truck, right?
We haven't bought a Chevrolet in a while. We haven't had any issues. We had the older models, but I don't know about the newer models. What they're running, the type of engine.
How long do we keep these one way?
How long we keep them? We've been known to run over 200,000 on most of our pickups before we get rid of them.
Which ones are those?
We've got the ones that usually make it to 200,000. We've had a few Fords, but mostly Chevrolets will make it that far.
The last one we sold had 278,000, and it was like 12, 14 years old, and it was a Chevrolet.
That's what I'm trying to ask you guys.
Right, we got another three.
I'm not concerned. If we're going to ride another 100,000 miles, I'm willing to spend the $2,000 more for a truck. So that's what I'm asking you, Randy. Regardless, I mean, I understand we have to look at everything in its totality. We have this conversation often. What is the best vehicle? Whether it be resale after we run 200,000 miles and go to Purple Wave, whether it be the ability to get that many miles out of them. I'm not saying Ford you can't either. I'm just, in your experience, what do you recommend? Looking at everything in its totality.
That one's going to be hard to answer because we haven't had the experience with for several years. I think the last Chevrolet was the early 2000 models. We've had Ford since, and so we haven't experienced the newer model Chevrolets to even know how to compare them against the Ford. And a lot of it is because we couldn't get bids from them, or the bids were so high that we weren't even competitive with the Ford models. Now, how the newer ones, I don't know. I would prefer that model, but that's my preference. The Chevrolet model. So without experiencing that, how they're going to hold up, the older ones held up great. We've had several of them on the job, but we've about phased all those out. I think the last ones we bought were 03 models, was the last ones that was ever obtained.
I heard you don't know how to answer. It's a hard question to answer, but you prefer the Chevys.
Me personally, yes.
What do you guys remember?
Looks like the
vehicle I use right now is St. Louis.
But now we got to look at crew cab versus the other, and is there a need for a crew cab or not? And maybe not. I don't know. The extended cab might be fine. What'd you say, Randy?
That's what we'd put out for is the extended.
We just the extended cab, which works.
I mean, if we prefer Chevys, then that's what we should have put the bid out for. Put the bid out for Chevy.
I would like to try a round of them. Chevrolet.
Have you had
any? We didn't actually bid a specific model. We just put a bid out as a generic.
Three-quarter ton.
Speck of brand. We want to try to attract all vendors. We didn't get any Dodge bids, but.
Have you had any trouble with your Fords that you have? How many miles would you say you have on the Fords that you're using?
Well, the last few we bought, we haven't had any issue. I had just an electrical issue early on, but they corrected that. But other than that, we haven't really had any issues with them as far as having to send them back for warranty work. So.
How old are the Fords that we have?
We've got them ranging from early 2000 on up to current.
And then we have
most of the older models. I think the oldest one we traded it to P&Z was an 03. I don't know if we got any.
Hilda's got some older ones.
We do have a few older ones that we're still using, but as we get these, we're going to be phasing some of the older
stuff. The one at Mount Branson, they had to put a new motor in, but we've still got it. So it.
We've had to do that in a Chevrolet or two, but we phased some of them out.
Can you say mechanically,